Picture this, a 12-year-old boy consumed by passion for tennis, practicing 6 to 8 hours daily during summer breaks. The smell of new balls, the sound of well-hit shots, the feel of hot courts beneath his feet. This dedication paid off when that young freshman earned second position on his high school's varsity team. This personal experience taught a profound truth. Discipline is the indispensable key to accomplishment. In spiritual matters, this principle becomes even more crucial. As Paul commands in 1 Timothy 4:7, we must train yourself to be godly. Language that carries the scent of the gymnasium, of spiritual sweat. While women typically outpace men in spiritual disciplines, church attendance statistics show 59% female versus 41% male participation, godly manhood requires intentional training. Think about it. Would you expect to excel at any skill, playing an instrument, mastering a sport, advancing in your career, without dedicated practice? Of course not. Yet somehow, we expect spiritual growth to happen automatically, without the same level of commitment. The path to godliness requires specific disciplines that shape our character, relationships, and service to others. Like King David, modern men face serious moral challenges. We're weakened by seemingly harmless habits, mindless social media, excessive entertainment, crude humor that erode our moral strength. David's fall began with a simple glance that led to adultery and murder, showing how small compromises can have devastating consequences. The solution requires specific actions, finding accountability partners, memorizing scripture, and setting boundaries for our minds and eyes. Marriage, reflecting Christ's relationship with the church, calls for three types of love: sacrificial, dying to self, sanctifying, nurturing your wife's spiritual growth, and nurturing, caring for her as your own body. Fatherhood requires careful attention to Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This means balancing gentle guidance with appropriate discipline while providing spiritual leadership. Most crucially, it demands both quality and quantity time, being consistently present and engaged before children grow up. Have you ever considered your brain's complexity? Billions of cells interconnected, a magnificent instrument capable of possessing the mind of Christ through the Holy Spirit. Yet many Christians, while worshiping as Christians, don't think as Christians. Developing a Christian mind demands intentional scripture immersion. Consider General William Harrison, who, despite his military career, read the Old Testament yearly and New Testament quarterly for 70 years. By 90, he had read the Old Testament 70 times and New Testament 280 times, a powerful example of biblical dedication. Prayer transforms our character like a time exposure to God. As photographic plates capture light, our souls absorb Christ's image during prayer. His love, compassion, truth, and humility become part of our character through daily exposure. As E. Stanley Jones noted, prayer is not pulling God to my will, but the aligning of my will to the will of God. Despite these benefits, prayer often remains neglected. Effective devotional life requires meditation, listening to God's word, confession, acknowledging our sinful condition, and adoration, expressing praise and submission. Integrity means wholeness, being righteous through and through, like a well-constructed building. The man of integrity speaks truth, keeps his word even when costly, and maintains ethical standards in all dealings. He refuses to compromise values for temporary gain. A person of integrity moves through life with security, knowing their actions align with their beliefs. They experience unhindered intimacy with God, and their consistent character elevates others, serving as powerful testimony of authentic faith. Our speech reveals character. The tongue, though small, holds great power for good or harm. When dedicated to God, it can share His word, comfort others, and offer worship. Disciplining our speech requires God's help, prayerful consideration, and intentional commitment. Work also reflects character. Scripture condemns laziness and commends diligence. Christians should approach all work with excellence and enthusiasm, recognizing every vocation as a divine calling for God's glory. When believers become known as the most reliable and excellent workers, it powerfully demonstrates their faith. Many churchgoers today display conditional loyalty, wanting benefits without commitment, like spiritual consumers treating church as a shopping mall. Yet the church is Christ's body, his temple, bride, and flock, an eternal institution that will outlast the world. The discipline of church demands five commitments: regular attendance, formal membership, systematic giving, starting at 10%, active participation in ministry, and devoted prayer for the body of Christ. Leadership is vital to spiritual growth. Joshua's development in the Pentateuch exemplifies spiritual leadership, demonstrating how prayer, vision, devotion, faith, and the Spirit's presence prepared him to succeed Moses. Witness brings unique spiritual joy, particularly through personal evangelism. Andrew serves as the perfect model. Though less prominent than his brother Peter, he excelled in bringing others to Christ. His character was marked by personal knowledge of Christ, magnetic enthusiasm, selfless service, optimism, and an understanding that Jesus was for everyone. The 17 disciplines present over 100 recommendations, which can seem daunting. The key is to prioritize your areas of need and take realistic, consistent steps rather than attempting dramatic but unsustainable changes. Everything flows from God's grace. Our discipline doesn't earn God's favor, but positions us to receive and respond to His freely given grace. As Paul wrote, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." This reveals the harmony between grace and effort. Grace produces spiritual sweat. As we pursue His will, He provides more grace, creating a cycle of effort and enabling. The disciplined Christian experiences both present joy in walking with God and the promise of eternal rewards. Modern Christianity often reverses priorities, emphasizing entertainment over authentic worship. The core issue is viewing worship as meeting human needs rather than glorifying God, resulting in self-centered services that minimize biblical content. Worship must prioritize God for two key reasons: divine priority, the Father actively seeks worshipers, and divine presence, Christ's promise to be present when believers gather in His name. Meaningful worship demands preparation. This includes practical Saturday preparation, clothes, meals, and spiritual readiness through prayer. Corporate worship enables a depth of devotion difficult to achieve alone. True worship means offering ourselves as living sacrifices, bringing our whole being before God. When we worship properly in spirit and truth, personal blessing naturally follows as God's grace flows. The path to godly manhood through discipline, while challenging, yields eternal rewards. Through disciplined effort in relationships, soul development, character, and ministry, we become men who reflect God's character and advance His kingdom.